This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, and I can honestly say that this is a first for me. I have never on the Ingles Information Aisle had the pleasure of interviewing a country music star, country music singer, and today, boom, I've got Jimmy Wayne joining me by phone from Nashville. Hello, Jimmy, how are you?
Hello, Leah. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am great. Jimmy, in full disclosure, and I have listened to your music and I really like it, but if anybody said to me, what kind of music do you like? Country music would probably not be at the top of my list, but I think you may have converted me. I love your music. I really do. And I love
Thank
a lot
you.
Of your songs, and I feel like you really write from your heart and from your personal experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I started writing when I was, in the sixth grade. I had Miss Crystal Friday was my sixth grade teacher twice, and she inspired me, encouraged me to write. And it was a therapeutic exercise that evolved into a hobby, which evolved into writing a few poems, a few songs here and there, and inevitably ended up writing a few hit songs and of course, a few books. But it all started with my sixth grade teacher, Miss Friday, and right there in North Carolina, where I'm from.
Now, yeah, let's bring that up. So I'll backtrack a little bit and tell folks that probably about a year or so ago when I was on Twitter, since I do Twitter for Ingles, I happened to see a tweet from you with a little, really short little video clip of one of our Starbucks baristas at our Kings Mountain store, this woman singing happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, who is this guy? And I looked into your background. I'm like, who is this guy? And why is he posting this about our stores? And you had, I think you probably had your little Twitter blue check next to your name. I'm like, and that usually means this is somebody. This is not just a random person. And I was like, who is this guy? And I was like, it's Jimmy Wayne. He's a country music singer. And I listened to a couple of your songs. But what's your connection with Kings Mountain and in that area? Is that where you grew up?
I was born in Kings Mountain and grew up in the area. Of course, I grew up in foster care, so I moved around quite a bit. But Kings Mountain is where I was born, and when I go home, I visit the Ingles grocery store in Kings Mountain, and of course the one in Bessemer City, because I lived in both areas.
Yeah, that's a small store in Bessemer City. That's a little tiny,
correct,
older store. But yeah, Kings Mountain is one of our, I think it's probably, I don't know, it's probably about 4 or 5 years old and now, I guess, at that point.
I go there for coffee, and then I go there for lunch because of the salad bar. And you know, of course, sit right there in the little dining area and eat. And it's perfect because it's very convenient. It's right off the interstate, and it's clean, and it's fresh. So I go there and fill up on the wonderful salad
I read that I do follow you. I'm not like stalking you, Jimmy, but I do.
It's okay.
But I do.
That's what it's for.
I do read stuff that you post on Twitter and Facebook, and I read that you, did you get a salad and start to eat it and then realize it needed to be weighed first? Something like that.
Yes. Yes,
uh-oh.
I did. It was one of those things where I didn't know the system.
Okay.
I got the salad, and then I had my mom with me.
Ah.
And then, you know, I was trying to manage that, and we sat down, and we started eating, and I was like, you know, I think we're supposed to pay for this on the way out or
whoops,
something. And, of course, yeah, that was the wrong order. Needless to say, I took care of it.
You've learned, obviously. Yeah, it's a little different. But, well, the reason we have Jimmy on the show today is because, well, for several reasons, but you can find Jimmy Wayne's book. It's called A Walk to Beautiful, Walk to Beautiful, at Ingles Stores in the book department. And I picked up this book because I recognized his name. I recognized the title of the book. And I read it in probably 2 or 3 days. And Jimmy, there were times when I was still reading at midnight because I didn't yeah. want to put it down. It's a,
every single person that has picked this book up has said the exact same words to me. They even readers, individuals who aren't, you know, self-proclaimed readers, say to me, I don't read books hardly, but I read your book and I couldn't put it down. And I'm, you know, it has helped so many people. It's helped many organizations, helped many children. And that's what the book is for. It's a book, my life story, four parts. You know, it talks about growing up in the foster care system, living on the streets right there in that area, Kings Mountain, Bessemer City, Gastonia area, and being rescued by an elderly couple in their mid-70s. Imagine mm-hmm. that. I was yeah. 16, long hair, you know, living outside, couch surfing, home to home, and this family just took me into their home. You know, I had to cut my hair and go to church, and they gave me an opportunity to go to school, go to college, pursue my dream. Now, that's the second part. And, of course, the dream and having some success in the music business is the third part. And what I did with all of that experience and success was I decided to give it back to these kids, these organizations, these wonderful people out there helping these kids by walking halfway across America to raise awareness for them. And so in 2010, I walked from Nashville, Tennessee to Phoenix, Arizona, every step of the way, simulating being homeless and just talking about this epidemic in America where 30,000 children age out of foster care and become homeless.
Yeah, it is truly an amazing story. And I think I have been recommending it to people right and left as this book, folks, will touch you in ways you will be just horrified and inspired. I mean, that an individual had to go through this, but as we're going to be talking more with Jimmy about his background, and you know, it's not, stuff like this doesn't happen to just Jimmy Wayne. It's happening to kids all over the United States.
Absolutely.
And he's telling a very important story. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian, and I am so thrilled to be talking with Jimmy Wayne, country music singer, star, and author of a book called Walk to Beautiful that you can find at Ingalls. This, folks, is without a doubt one of the most inspirational books I have ever read. And I'm a big reader, Jimmy. Like we were talking before in the last segment about people, even people who aren't big readers really stay up and read this book. I'm a big reader. I love to read books. And if I don't start reading a book, if I start reading a book and I don't like it, I'll just put it aside. But I did not want to put this one down. And, I did not want it to end. And, you know, your story hasn't ended. I mean, it's there's got to be a sequel book in here somewhere to talk about what's going on now. But,
well, I think the first step was obviously to walk across America, and the second step was writing this book.
Uh-huh.
Whether there's a sequel or not, I think the next step would be utilizing this book into maybe filming a movie about it.
Yeah,
that would raise more awareness. But ultimately, the goal is to utilize every single piece of this resource I have, all the resources to build the first home in North Carolina for youth transitioning out of foster care and potentially becoming homeless. And I'd like to build the first one right there in the Kings Mountain, Gastonia area, and an all-girls home to start with,
mm-hmm.
and give them a place to transition. These are kids who are trying to help themselves. It's not a place where kids, you know, who are constantly getting in trouble, there's a place for them. And I can talk about it because I was there. And it's not unfair for me to say, speak my mind about this because I was there. And I can tell you, you either want it or you don't want it. You either want to change or you don't want to change. You make a conscious decision to do both.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to help the kids who are making a conscious decision to change, to mm-hmm. want help and to accept help and to want to go to school, graduate, and want to become productive citizens in this country. So that's where my focus is. And so I'd like to build the first home, provide these girls with a place to live. Got a lot of support. You know, Coca-Cola, for instance, has gotten on board and made a donation to help build this home. And they've offered their support by putting shippers, and that's a display, a Coca-Cola display, in a lot of grocery stores all around America. And on this display, it has my book on top of the display so people can buy, you know, whether you see a display or not, because a lot of grocery stores simply can't carry this display. They just don't have room. And a lot of them have a no a policy where they can't put anything on the floors during a certain part of the year.
Sure.
And that's okay. Yeah. But still, I hope people will still pick up a copy of the book, which, you know, Ingles is carrying. It's still on their shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And support Coca-Cola, who is trying to help me and help these kids. So pick up a six-pack bottle of Coca-Cola while you're at it.
Or Diet Coke or something.
Or Diet Coke.
That's right. So, you know, when you're a dietitian, you got to throw that in there.
No, that's right.
So, Jimmy, you know, I know I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, artists, country music singers, rock singers, whatever, who have had difficult lives. And most of them just, you know, put that behind them. That's there in their rearview mirror. And they never talk about it, or they never do anything. Maybe don't do much.
Maybe fame will do to you.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe they just want to put it behind them. Was there something that happened that you said, I have got to do this? Like, what happened?
Absolutely. You know, I've toured around the country. I've performed at Madison Square Garden. I've performed at the Grand Ole Opry many times. And, you know, I was making a little money riding around in a very nice bus. And here I was living that life. And I looked, you know, I was standing in the foyer of my townhome, and it was winter, cold outside. And I walked over to the thermostat and bumped it up a few degrees. And this overwhelming feeling of guilt just consumed me. And that's how we started the book off. You know, because it's the truth. It just, the sound of that furnace kicking in, I just felt guilty because here I was in my toasty warm home, and it reminded me of where I'd come from and the promise that I made when I was a kid, laying in bed at the group home saying, one day when I make it, I'm not going to forget where I come from, and I'm going to come back and help my brothers and sisters who are in foster care and in the system, and I hadn't done it yet. So I decided at that moment, I'm going to do this walk across America. I don't know where that come from. It was just a divine, you know, whisper, so to speak. But I made my mind up at that within 4 minutes. My mind was made up. I was making phone calls. I called my friend John Oates from the group Hall & Oates and asked him, you know, anyone who can provide the kind of clothing I need to do this walk. So he made a phone call to Marmot. They provided me with some clothes. Two weeks later, I was out the door.
We're going to make sure that we mention the different places that people can connect with you, because you're on Twitter as Jimmy Wayne. You have a Facebook page. I know I want to also make sure that this program, this project that you have in mind to build this group home, how can people connect? Where can people find more information about that? Is there a website?
Yes, ma'am. JimmyWayne.com is very easy. But if you want to go directly to the website that talks more about the home and the dream, would be projectmmh.org.
Okay. That's for
like MMH, is Meet Me Halfway.
Meet Me Halfway, MMH.org. And I'm looking at it now. There's an easy donate button that you can mm-hmm. help connect there. So, folks, be sure as you're listening that you, this is how I kind of met Jimmy virtually, is I just started listening to his music and reading the story and reading about his vision to try and help these this foster kids who are aging out of the system. It's very compelling. So I encourage you to go to projectmmh.org. Follow Jimmy Wayne on Twitter and Facebook. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. I'm so excited that I'm getting to talk to Jimmy Wayne, country music star, on the Ingles Information Aisle and talk about his book, which is called Walk to Beautiful, that I picked up at Ingles, and you can find it at your Ingles as well. You can also go online and find the Kindle version, a paperback version, all those kinds of things. To read this story, which is very, very inspirational. And Jimmy, I wanted to tell you, I also listened to your song, which is Christmas Doesn't Have to Be Over, which I really liked, which is
Thank you. That's
a great song, too, which since this show is airing on Saturday after Christmas, it's especially timely to remind people that Christmas doesn't have to be over. It can be in your heart right all the time, right?
Absolutely. That's what the song was written for. It was the day after Christmas when I wrote that song, because it felt like, wow, why is everyone's mood just all of a sudden changed? You know, why has it? All of it's just like everybody was really happy the day before, if you will, and now today it's just like
we're done, a little blue. Yeah.
So I thought, well, it hasn't been written. I haven't heard a song like this, and why not write something like this? It doesn't have to be over. Bring it on over into the new year and be happy all year round.
Well, we've been talking about your book, Walk to Beautiful, and, you know, I've been using the word inspirational because, you know, as I was reading it, I was telling my husband, I said, oh my gosh, this guy's life was so traumatic as a kid. To me, it was just amazing that you came through all that and that you are now, you've turned that around and to give back and try and help people. Frankly, I don't know how you survived your childhood, Jimmy.
I know how, and I can explain it to you in a few words. It's two things. It's work ethic. You know, I learned a work ethic when I was a kid, and that was one thing that my granddad taught me. Although he was an old geezer, you know what I mean? He didn't do anything but sell white liquor and gripe all the time. But he encouraged me to work.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a backhanded approach, the way he taught me. So I started a work ethic as a young boy. So I just worked really, really hard. And ultimately, it was my spiritual relationship.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, had I not had some type of spiritual relationship with God, there's no way I would have made it.
Yeah.
And that's what kept me so grounded, away from drugs, alcohol, crime, all that. I just felt a discernment, you know, not to do that, to do this, to go that way, don't go that way. I was just always, I don't know, I just felt like something was leading me. And then, of course, when I met this family, that was so divine. And I was just, you know, when they gave me that opportunity, I took it and never looked back.
You had some teachers who you really call out in your book, too, that really kind of went above and beyond to try and keep you in school and help you. And just like educators who just made such a difference in your life.
Educators, not just teachers, but educators. That's the magic word.
Mm-hmm.
They are so overworked and underpaid and underappreciated.
Sure.
Like, I wish that we would all embrace the school teachers,
mm-hmm,
because they saved my life.
They did.
I know for a fact I wouldn't be here had it not been for Cindy Ballard, my guidance counselor, Miss Friday, my sixth grade teacher, Mr. Davis, my cabinet making teacher, who still calls me every month to this day, Mr. Lewis Carpenter. I still talk about history. I mean, it's just that they're special people, because to invest your life into a kid every day like that,
yeah,
and still have that passion to help the kid, and to be disrespected the way they're being disrespected. I mean, I've seen a few videos on YouTube where kids are just so disrespectful to their teachers, and teachers can't do anything, or they get fired for saying anything. I just wish that we would take a step back and really come at them and with just embracing them and loving on them and appreciating the school teachers, because they are so important.
Yeah.
They are important. It starts with them.
Yep, exactly. Well, we want to make sure we mention again that your vision is to try and help foster kids who are aging out of the system. I know you're doing a couple of different things. You really want legislation to change like it has in California and Tennessee to increase the age to 21 that kids can be part of the foster care system, right? Is that right?
Correct. Absolutely.
And the other thing is to help have these homes built, like a transitional home for kids, right?
Absolutely. Because here's, without getting political, I find out what the person stands for and if they're helping kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there have been times where this politician is helping kids, but his other policies I don't agree with. But then this politician is helping kids, and of course, I don't agree with. So what it comes down to is I'm just trying to figure out who's helping the kids,
right?
Because that's who I want to get behind, and show them my support for that,
right?
Because we're not going to be 100% satisfied with any of them, but if there's just something that's really solid, like when you have someone who's helping kids, that says a lot about the rest of what they're doing. I mean, when it's not like a card they're playing, when it's not time to, you know, to be on camera. I'm talking about when they're doing it behind the scenes. And there's a lot of them, like Mark White. He's a representative from Memphis. This guy is helping kids constantly. What? Senator Landrieu, helping kids constantly. And these are two totally opposite politicians.
Well, and I think it's really important that, you know, doing these kinds of things, because if these kids are not given some sort of, like you mentioned earlier, kids who really want to succeed, really want to achieve, and they're sort of, they don't have anywhere to go, they don't have any resources, then that's going to create more problems for the community in the long run. So,
80% of the prison population were recipients of the system when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're dealing with.
Right.
If we don't help them now, inevitably we're going to have to help them.
Right.
I mean, pay for them.
We want to make sure we mention, as we're closing out, please go to jimmywayne.com and look for more information about these programs that Jimmy is trying to do. Listen to his music like I did. You will love it. And also, stop by Ingles and pick up his book, Walk to Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for joining us.
You're very welcome, and thank you, Leah, for having me.